It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's first gentleman, Marlon Reese, went to the hospital Sunday with worsening symptoms from COVID-19. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Governor Jared Polis and his partner were diagnosed 8 days ago and initially had no symptoms. In a statement from his office, Polis says Reese developed a slightly worsening cough and shortness of breath, and he'll be at the hospital for review and treatment. Polis says his own symptoms have not worsened. He says he will continue to update the public as new information is available. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A report from the Centers for Disease Control shows COVID-19 has disproportionately affected Denver's Latino residents. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez has more.
Latinos represented the highest number of cases, hospitalizations, and deaths between March and October. The report suggests the increased rates may be linked to them living in houses with multiple people, working in essential industries like agriculture and construction, and working while sick. The report was authored by doctors and health researchers at Denver Health and the University of Colorado Anschutz Medical Campus. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
A planned passenger rail line between Fort Collins and Pueblo could cost nearly $3 billion. Here's CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
That price estimate is just for the first version. A few decades from now, the Front Range Passenger Rail Commission envisions trains zipping from Cheyenne, south through Denver, all the way down to Trinidad at more than 100 miles an hour. That could cost upwards of $14 billion. So in the meantime, the commission is starting with a more modest proposal that would run less often, more slowly, but also at a fraction of the cost. Best case scenario for that is 5 to 10 years. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Along the Front Range, it's going to be a sunny day with highs in the 50s and 60s. This is CPR News.